are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent On, Ilona Europa, and I have a wonderful guest with me in the studio. Her name is, and I love this the most because it's also Polish person, and how often I have a chance to have another Polish beautiful girl with me. Not so often, but today is the day, and her name is Agnieszka Niezgoda.
Hello. Hello. So nice to be here and so nice to meet you.
Oh, gosh. We will, like always, everybody needs to know how this happened, that Agnieszka just found me or I found Agnieszka. But I know in my life, everything starts mysterious way, and then I somehow believe that you'll be here a lot, and everybody will know why I'm thinking this way. Oh, the girl has a lot of things to talk to us about, and I cannot wait to have this interview. Anyway, but we need to start, I think, in cute way, very officially, and just heartwarming song need to start our show. And maybe I don't need to say nothing except today is a Memorial Day. I'm sure we all are very happy and we feel safe, and we just love this type of music. We love military. And I was really lucky. Last Monday, I had a great, great guest also. We had Crystalie McPherson and her brother Scott, and they both are artists, musicians, and they play with a band, and also Scott McPherson's wife, and they play in a band. I don't want to misplace then my name. Okay. I'm looking. Okay. Band of the West Coast. Then we had a chance to listen to a beautiful military band, and we listened great to great three songs. But one person was missed dearly, and this was Scott's wife, Erin, who right now is serving in Afghanistan, and she's a great singer. I was hoping to play something of hers on our accent show, but I got from her great pictures. Everybody can go and see on Accent On page on Facebook. We have Erin's looking greatly with microphone, but I didn't get any song from her. I know in October when she'll be back, she'll be here. And boy, she'll be having stories to tell us, I'm sure. But I got also a private letter from her. And that's what I've got from Erin. Erin says, okay, my name is Erin McPherson, wife of Scott and sister of Crystalie. I'm in Afghanistan listening to your show right now. I couldn't listen live, but I'm listening to the recorded show, and I have fun, okay. I'm listening, one second, where she is. I'm in Afghanistan listening to your show right now. I couldn't listen live, but I'm listening to the recorded downloads. Thank you for your support of me and all our military service, men and women. I really enjoyed the show. It was so much fun listening to you talk with my husband and sister, and Erin McPherson. You know, I don't know what to say. Erin, we love you. We cannot wait. I hope everybody is safe out there. And I know we'll be having you here in October. And we better listen to your song next time, okay? Again, we are celebrating a Memorial Day today. And also, we have a great guest, okay? And hello, I also have somebody online. Is this my Ilona from New York? Hello, hello.
Yes, hi, Ilona. How are you?
I don't know what to tell you, but this is like the bestest show ever. I have three Polish girls and one stole my name. I don't know.
Yes. We don't know who stole the name from whom.
Oh, you are younger than I claimed it was you, because you are much younger than me and you are gorgeous and you are in New York. But anyway, our mummies love the name, Ilona's, and I just...
Yes, that's right. And guess what? Today it's actually Polish Mother's Day. It's the May 26th, right? So happy Mother's Day, Ilona.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, sweetie. Yes. Okay, you need to introduce again... yourself to our listeners. You were here on the radio, you were calling in, and people, I hope, remember that Ilona Europa from LA Talk Radio, Axonon, and Ilona Lee Network will be working, and we are working together behind the scenes, bringing great guests from time to time to my show, and I'm hoping and I'm sending you some cool guests from LA that you can meet, and I think next week you'll be also online with Mr. Davood, our Iranian painter, who was in New York, and you had a chance to interview him too. Yes?
Yes, it was such a pleasure to meet him, actually. I had really, really great time with him at the art show. He's amazing. I was so, so impressed by him and by his art. So he's such a great, great artist.
Thank you
for introducing me to Davood, actually.
You know, and I think for whatever reason, my guest today was introduced, I think, to me by you. I don't know how this happened, but you mentioned my name, and then Agnieszka wrote a beautiful email, and of course, a few days later, she's on our show, and she'll be back.
Yes.
Then I would love to say thank you, Ilona, for introducing my name to Agnieszka Niezgoda, who is our guest today.
Thank you for inviting Agnieszka to your show.
The funny thing is that we didn't even meet with Ilona from New York yet, but we are kind of like establishing this, you know, woman power network here.
That's what we'll do, and today at morning... We the same way, myself, I never met Ilona yet, but we know each other so well. I think like she's next door to me or something. And even at morning, at morning we're talking, that's what will be our next project. I really, really think the three powerful girls, you, me, and Ilona from New York, we need to just shake some cool Polish roots and great girls who have a lot of things to say and to do in America, and we need just focus on them too. What do you think, Ilona?
Yes, I think that's a great, great idea, and I truly believe in collaboration with the woman collaboration. I think we can do so much more if we connect together and we, you know, we join and we... It's going to be such a big, big force and an amazing power.
Ilona, can you explain us what is your business about and name of the business, how we can find you? Because obviously you are not only about Polish connections.
No, absolutely. No. I started with Polish women because of my background, and I had, you know, Polish friends, so I started with the Polish community. But I'm a founder of Ilona Lee Network, and my network was designed to support women in business. It's a social business organization of like-minded female entrepreneurs. So we come together to connect, we inspire each other, we support each other, but we also encourage each other and share ideas and resources. We challenge, motivate, we meet at least once a month in a beautiful venues in New York City. We have live events, we have workshops, we have online events. And of course, I'm building now the network globally, not only New York, but also LA, London, Warsaw, Miami, and much, much more.
That's so cool. And I know I will be in New York soon, hopefully in September.
Yes, and I'm working on the show for Ilona.
Yeah, I'll be singing a little bit. Show. And I'm hoping not only singing, we'll be talking also about my way of life in LA and what I do in my life outside of singing and promoting another artist and writing for them. Outside of that, I'm hoping to bring some good friends of mine. Maybe I'm hoping Agnieszka can be with me and she can just present her gorgeous book to our ladies and whoever will come for a meeting. And also Christina, our guru when it comes to facial, because I'm telling you, this lady, Mozinga, Christina Mozinga, she really knows what she's talking about. And we all can use a little bit more beauty on our faces, especially. What do you think, Ilonka?
I can't wait to meet Christina. And don't forget, I'm meeting Beata on Wednesday, the Polish actress from LA. I'm really excited. I'm going to have breakfast with her on Wednesday morning. And I know that she was one of the characters in the book by Agnieszka.
Yes. Beata is one of the featured filmmakers.
I'm excited to meet her on Wednesday.
And I'm sure she will be our guest also. I just cannot wait. What will happen? Yeah. Because, like we said, Accent On is about a lot of people with accents who live around America and they are successful. Of course, my heart is a lot, like all of ours, into a Polish community, and we are so proud when we can meet somebody who make a difference in this country and in our country still, because I think we are globally right now connected beautifully. But still, to having this great, educated, beautiful ladies and of power and actions like you, Ilona Lee Network, and of course, Agnieszka Niezgoda with her book, which in second we'll be focusing completely on interview with her. I'm just so proud. I'm really proud to be a Polish person in America. Then again, I hope you have good evening and you feel a little bit better. And I will talk to you next week.
Have a great time with Agnieszka. I hope I will meet her in person soon.
So do I.
And have a great evening.
That's beautiful. And next week we have Dawid in the studio and we'll be talking about his travels to Monaco and painting for princes and princesses and all of this great world. That will be a very unusual interview. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, baby.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Okay, and now I have you exclusively for myself.
I'm just sitting here, Ilona, mesmerized.
Oh, I love you. Okay.
You just speak faster, you know, than I ever do. And I'm just sitting and enjoying your voice.
I'm so sorry. And that's so true. Sometimes people know me. My thoughts are running so fast and my English sometimes doesn't follow. But that's what is the charm of Ilona. I'm trying so hard to be understood by everybody. But today I know this is something about so beautiful, so special. And we are in LA, we are in a Hollywood, we are in a place that everybody dreams to one day come and visit, and we are in a place that dreams can come through. And your book, you just gave it to me, beautiful present. Today's interview will be more about you, but the next interview will be all exclusively about your book, because I will be reading interviews and I will be talking, asking you questions, but I need to describe the look of the book. The book is big.
Hollywood PL. PL for Poland.
Yes, and this is not a tiny small book. This is table book. This is something that everybody that goes to the bookstore is like, oh my God, what is this? It's black, has silver letters, a little red, and then you open. All inside the first page is red carpet.
Red carpet.
It's beautiful. I'm not joking. It's beautiful. It's like just you want to pay and purchase this book to anybody or everybody, not only who has connection with Polish words, because most of interview, 26?
23.
People, 23 people there. Obviously, they are Polish people, but they are people of the world. We enjoy their creativity and talents, watching the movies and everything what we'll be talking about in a second.
Okay. I'm waiting for your permission to enter this conversation.
Now.
Okay.
I will ask you one question and you start talking, because that's how we work this interview. Agnieszka, how many years ago you came to LA and why did you come here?
Well, 5 years ago now. And in fact, I think it will be 5 years to the very, very day next week. So we are having, you know, some
anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary here. You know, it's such an amazing story, and you know, really kind of complex one. You know, as usual in life, you know, both professional story and private story. 5 years ago, I was just about to publish my very first novel, which was published in Poland in Polish, called Dobranocka, which doesn't really translate into English.
Like night, good night.
Good story. Night sleep, but it's kind of it's a word twist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was just waiting for it to be published, and the premiere was taking place in April, and that was when I met Jacek, who is a cinematographer, a Polish cinematographer working in Hollywood for many years now. And we, you know, we were just sitting, enjoying some wine, you know, at the Plac Trzech Krzyży, you know, in Warsaw, and he was telling me that, you know, he's been traveling a lot, shooting, you know, documentaries all around the world, but also taking photographs of people. But he somehow was missing, you know, like the leading subject for those for the photographs. So he came up with this idea. You know what? I really know and I met so many Polish people who work or have worked, you know, or influenced Hollywood. And of course, you do have those obvious names, like huge, you know, celebrity names, as Roman Polański to start with, who of course he doesn't live in Hollywood anymore, but he really made a huge mark.
Absolutely.
On Hollywood. He's probably like, you know, the first living, you know, Polish guy who influenced Hollywood that much. So, of course, you do have Agnieszka Holland, another director who just directed, I don't know, The Rosemary's Baby, you know, like a TV miniseries. And, of course, Agnieszka Holland, you know, who is known for many of her, you know, fabulous, gorgeous feature films, is also, you know, known around the world. And you do have Jan Kaczmarek, who won Academy Award for Finding Neverland, you know, a bunch of those people of whom we heard.
Yes.
But there are also many other people who are filmmakers, Polish-born filmmakers, who work in Hollywood, somehow, you know, at those positions that are not so exposed, you know, to the public.
First, yeah.
For instance, a screenwriter, an editor,
wow.
Production designers, even costume designers. Because we see all those beautiful clothes, you know, Angelina Jolie, you know, in the movie, you know, wearing amazing, amazing clothes. But there are people standing behind those clothes who made this vision happen. And for instance, so one of the featured filmmakers that we have in our book, Hollywood PL, is Anna Biedrzycka-Szepard, who is a costume designer. She worked with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt many, many times. She worked on Captain America. She was nominated twice for an Oscar, for Academy Awards, for Schindler's List and Pianist. Anna lives in London, and that was an amazing meeting with Anna, because I met her here in Los Angeles when she was working on Captain America, which is a huge, you know, Hollywood production. And we just liked each other so much. We just couldn't stop talking. And, you know, we were sitting like for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours in her hotel room. It was Saturday. She was not working this Saturday. We had a bottle of, you know, white wine, and we just had lunch, and we just really loved talking to each other. And Anna said, you know what? Okay, we need to, like, really, you know, deep into this interview even more, you know, and further, you know, explore further. Why don't you stop at my place in London when you will be on your way from Los Angeles to Warsaw? And that's exactly what happened. You know, next year when I was flying from Los Angeles to Warsaw, I stopped at her place for a few days. I spent those amazing, great few days with her, you know, in London. So that's kind of like a little story behind the story behind the book. But I think I'm kind of shifting here.
That's okay. I know that's what the interview is. It really, you have so much to say, and the book is really, like I say, vast. Is 23 great people.
Yes, and
we'll be talking about them in next interview also. But you're right, that's how the idea for the book probably came out.
Yes,
anyway,
so exactly.
From the meetings.
Yes. So that was back to the starting point. Okay, so here we are. It's Warsaw. It's year 2009. We are sitting with Jacek, a cinematographer. So he's just throwing this idea that, you know, why don't I take, you know, photographs of Poles in Hollywood? And I say, you know what? Why don't I make an interviews with them? Why don't I conduct, you know, those conversations, and we'll have a book together? So that's how the idea came about. We really had no idea the path that we are undertaking.
Yeah.
I mean, we really thought that, okay, it will take us perhaps, you know, a few months or a year, perhaps a year and a half, you know, the longest.
Four years later.
Almost five.
Almost five.
I'm telling you, Ilona, almost five. That was a really wild ride, because we just loved the idea. We wanted to do it, so we just jumped into it. We really jumped into it. But then, you know, there were so many, like, the road was really bumpy, and there were so many, you know, like, really turns that we were taking. First of all, we really thought that we would submit first interviews and first photographs, photo sessions to an existing publishing house, because I already had my publisher. And we did so. We did so after a year or so, but it turned out, and I was, you know, in business talks with four or five publishing houses, huge, huge publishing corporations. They all loved the idea. They all loved the project, but nobody was giving us any support that we really needed. So it was, okay, so do I really want to work for another year or 2 years and then just give it for nothing to somebody who would just, you know, do whatever he wants with it? And nobody was even, you know, nobody was even willing to give us, you know, to provide us with so-called, like, you know, author's final cut, that we would, you know, that we would be in charge, you know, of the way that book looks, you know, etc., etc. We wanted from the very beginning it to be a coffee table book, a beautiful, beautiful coffee table book, you know, hardcover, beautiful paper. So, and the companies, you know, publishing houses were saying, okay, we might do like a paperback from it. Okay, the photographs are not that important, blah, 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 blah. Oh. And we said, you know what?
Come on.
No, exactly. So that was when we decided that we would, you know, struggle through the fundraising process, that we would establish our own publishing company. I applied for a public donation to Polish Film Institute, because the book is, you know, beautiful promotion of Polish culture, you know, around the world. So we went through all the other, like, those business aspects, you know, of this journey. But it paid off, because after 5 years of hard work, right now we are, you know, having this book in front of us here, which looks exactly the way we wanted it to look. So we had to find, you know, our team, you know, team to work on the book in our publishing house. So we went through, as I said, we went through many, many turns, you know, but not really a U-turn. I mean, we didn't go back, you know, to the starting point. We just kept going. We kept, you know, chasing this dream about a book that would feature over 20 Polish-born, Hollywood-established filmmakers. And, you know, all those people, they gave us so much of their time. I mean, I spent with most of the people from like 6, 8 to 12 hours per interview.
Wow.
So over the course of several meetings, I traveled to New York and to Paris and to London and then to Warsaw and Wrocław, because we also have people who, for instance, were nominated for Academy Awards or who worked on major, major Hollywood movies, but who never moved here.
Yes.
Who stayed in Poland.
But they still can do the job.
Yeah, you know, of course. They still work for Hollywood. But for instance, Alan Starsky, who is a production designer, and he won Academy Award for Schindler's List, he never moved to Los Angeles. Even though his agent tried to make him to, he didn't. Even after he won an Oscar, he didn't move, because he just loves his Warsaw, you know, place. He loves his Warsaw's house. So I met with Alan at his place in Warsaw, and we met several times, and so that was, well, you know, that was one of those meetings, you know, from outside Los Angeles. Then we, for instance, have, oh my God, I'm talking.
No, it's great. Soon we'll make a little break for the music. But, you know, this is like first part of really how this book came. I love the passion. I know that's why I'm so excited to listen to you, because, you know, I can talk fast because I also is
but
excitable.
But it's all about the passion.
And you know what? Having a dream that took you 5 years. You know, now you have this beautiful product in your hands. It was released like 2013 in Poland, and right now...
Yeah, we had it shipped here, so the premiere took place like 2 months ago. I mean, the official premiere, but it's still new. So, yes, we had it shipped because we printed the book in Poland for different reasons. But yes, and it's in both editions. You know, there's a separate Polish edition, and it was like a really, you know, it was really... It had a very, very good press and very good media, you know, interest in Poland. So we were really happy about the, you know, the promotional campaign. And then there's a separate edition, in which is an English edition. And we did have, you know, a huge help of a translator and an American editor, an amazing girl, Katrin O'Brien from Chicago. Oh my God, I love you, Katrin.
Oh, we love you, Katrin. I will be reading
such a great, such a great job. But I was really proud that I wrote myself, you know, the book introduction and the introduction to Roman Polański chapter myself in English. So wow. That was like a beautiful, you know, like the fruition of this, you know, initial dream from back from 5 years ago, that I was like, oh my God, so after those 5 years, after I came here 5 years ago, I am in fact able to express myself in writing, and better in writing than in talking, to be honest.
No, you are a perfect speaking person. You speak fast like me, but, you know, outside of that, your English is beautiful. And I read your intro, and I was very satisfied today.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Really, really, really. I liked it a lot, and I knew that something is very special about you that is not only about book.
You know, I just share one short yes. story on this introduction. I remember I was in Paris interviewing Roman Polański, who joined at the very, very last minute, you know, for this book. And that was the moment when I came to my, you know, tiny hotel room that was crazy expensive, and it really sucked, and I was so pissed off, you know, at this entire Paris. But anyway, so I came back, you know, to my tiny hotel room just to transfer, you know, the recording into the computer. And that was when I received an email from Katrin, our American editor, to whom I sent my introduction, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks earlier, but she was working on other chapters. And she was just emailing me from Chicago. So I will quote, like, you know, not, you know, word after word, but that was the meaning. Agnieszka, I cannot finish reading your introduction because I'm just halfway through and I started crying like a child. You made me cry. You made me laugh. I cannot even finish reading it. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great. I said, oh my God, Katrin, I couldn't have heard, you know, like a more beautiful compliment on this from
it's
you.
It's very important. We are in America. When you look around, we have so many great people speaking unusual accent. We all really need some nice compliment from time to time.
Obviously.
Because we are secure sometimes of our knowledge when we want to work on something that we dream about, but still we need to be reassured by people that we love or love us, or people who are just sometimes strangers and say, you're doing good job. And
it's really important.
Very important. And that's what, after a song, little break, I would love to talk to you about, because again, your intro just really made me feel like maybe I would be you if I would be a little bit younger.
Oh,
and
come
I had the same feelings, you know, 20 years ago when I came to America, which obviously I was pretty known singer in Europe and accomplished, I think, educated well. And then I came back, you know, I was then in Seattle and whole world like stopped. And I found out
that
nothing of me is who I was, who I wanted to be is in Seattle. And I had no idea what to do and how to really find myself again. And we all have two choices.
That's a very crucial question that I would be happy to discuss.
I cannot wait, you know. Just let's listen. And of course, I would love to play Easy Come, Easy Go. That's my song, but that's really my life story, love story, life story, because life is like that. Easy come and sometimes easy go.
I believe I hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe love, the lie.
I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway.
That's for sure. Ilona Europa is stronger every day. Everybody who listens to Accent On knows that last 2 years, they were the hardest year of my life. But again, you know, when you have life to live through, you have your child, you have your dream, and you are from another country, and sometimes you find yourself that one thing that you were doing in your own country was singing in a language that nobody cares in America about, or when you are a journalist, educated, beautiful lady, that her spoken words were so important in her own country. Now she is in America and she needs to find her own voice and written voice also in language that is not hers.
Yeah, that's amazing, you know, because you are evoking your own memories when you came here and they really resonate with what I went through. Because literally, I just felt speechless for the first 2 years. For the good 2 years. I came here, and it's again, you know, I came here. It's like, okay, I'm in Hollywood. Everybody dreams of being in Hollywood. And for first, I would say, I don't know, 6, perhaps 10 months, I was kind of like, you know, absorbing, you know, and soaking up, you know, whatever I could learn, you know, and was just, you know, watching. And I was like really amazed by the beauty of nature and, you know, the Hollywood crowd. And it was like, it was so exotic. Everything was so exotic. So, of course, for the first, you know, those perhaps even a year, there's this exotic factor I call it exotic factor. But then after a year, you say, okay, there's another beautiful day. The sun is shining. I can go to the beach. Sure, I can go for a hike, you know, to canyon.
But what about me? What about my brain? What about my needs? I know that.
Exactly. But do you really want to spend your life sitting at the beach? And I know it sounds outraging, but you don't. You really don't. You don't want to be sitting at the beach. You don't want to spend your life going for hikes. You need to express yourself.
Yes.
And you are not able to express yourself even at this very basic like level, you know, social level at the dinner parties.
Absolutely.
I remember, you know, for the first year or two, it was such a difficulty for me even to join the conversation.
I had headaches. I was nauseated. I was listening to people trying, and they were sweet because Americans are so forgiving and they really want you to be part of conversation.
They do want, but nobody's going to make an effort to make you a part of the conversation.
Yes, it's just, you're right, because the attention span, in America is very short.
It is.
You know why, like in Europe, even in a songwriting, you have 2 verses, then you go to chorus. In America, after 30 seconds, if chorus doesn't hit you, which means the bestest part of the song, people are like, bad song, you know. And in our country, we develop everything. The story is developing. The logic is there. In Europe, I would not say only in Poland, but I'm talking, to finding the link between people and just readjusting the way how we are in our country to right now being part of America. That was trouble for me. And just start writing. Oh my gosh, writing even songs, lyrics.
I didn't even dream that I would write, you know, in English anything. So if you told me 5 years ago that in 5 years I will be having this book also in English edition and that I would write myself, you know, the like really long introduction to the book about my own experience in English, of course, with the collaboration of an editor, but that is like an obvious practice for any publishing house. I would never believe you. I would really have never believed believed you because that sounded like, you know, like really science fiction. But you exactly know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you come here and you come here as an established...
Excited and think you are somebody who brings something to this culture.
Yes, because you are already an established professional. When I came here, I had already been working for, I don't know, 12, 13 years as a journalist. And for instance, I used to work in Politica Weekly, which is like the oldest, you know, and most prestigious weekly in Poland. Something probably like, you know, New Yorkers / you know, Newsweek. So I was like really well established. And, you know, language was my professional tool. Yeah. Both spoken language, because I also ran a TV show for like, you know, for a short period of time. But it was like, you know, Polish national television. So it was like really, it had a broad audience. So language was such an essential tool to me. And now you are here. And of course, it's beautiful. It's Hollywood. The weather is great, you know, and everybody, you know, laughs and everybody is so happy. But that's just, you know, the surface.
Yeah.
Because after, you know, after you enjoy this exotic surface for a while, you really want to be back you. You want to be yourself.
Absolutely.
You want to express yourself. You want to take part in the conversation. You want to express your opinion. And then you also want to do something.
Yes.
You want
and
to
be
do
successful.
Something.
If that's what you dream, you're a professional woman. You know, I also was a professional musician. And again, obviously, I was not, again, I'm coming back. Maybe this is depressing, but it really is not, because I believe that woman's power is forever until we give power to somebody else, or we just say, I don't want to be the powerful one, but I am. Then I, you know, when I came to America, I had no audience. I couldn't sing. The songs were different. Music was different. I had nothing in common.
You just need to reinvent yourself, and not even from scratch, because you just really start not from the zero point. You start from like minus 100 point.
Absolutely.
And that is a quote after Anna Biedrzycka Shepard, one of our featured, you know, filmmakers in Hollywood. She left Warsaw at the age of 30 when she had already been an established costume designer working for Zanussi, who is one of the greatest Polish directors. And she decided to quit this comfort zone, and at the age of 30 she just left this comfortable life behind her, and she just rented a tiny room in London and hired herself as a waitress.
Wow.
So for me, for instance, those conversations with those people were also very empowering and hopeful, because they gave me like a broader life perspective. I was like, okay, Anna, because I just felt so similar. I mean, I was also 30, you know, 31, and, you know, I left this like really established life in Poland, and I had no idea, you know, what would wait here for me.
And you are right, because the creative people, we can say that's the sickness, because we are always longing for something else that is in front of us. And especially when you have a dream, sometimes you don't even have a dream, but it's inside of you, and it's this anxious feeling that I cannot do this. I'm staying in one place. I don't know. Something's not happening. I need to find myself again.
Yeah, we always rush somewhere.
Okay. And then I like, because it's really about accent on, it's really about people with accent in America and globally. These tough moments, sometimes they take 5 years, sometimes 2 years, sometimes 10 years, but we all need to remember they will pass somehow. And if you are strong personality, if you don't give up on yourself, because first and foremost, you need to believe in yourself. A lot of people have not even time. They don't even know what's going on in your head. They wish you well, but times go so fast, and your friends have their own issues, and we need to talk to them about what is our problem. My first, the bestest really help I got from a friend who didn't even like me. We were in a sandbox with my tiny 4 years old girl, and I was whining that boo, I was a singer and da 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 da. And she's like, you know, my husband knows somebody who is in a really good studio, and a guy who wrote this big hit for Lion Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, and he has this big, you know, maybe I will just contact you with my husband, maybe he will like introduce you. I swear to God, there was a girl in a lady in sandbags, and I would be thankful for her forever, because then later, you know, I gave you my CD. The last song is really from the composer of, you know, Lion Richie, big hit. And that's how it started for me. Then it took me 7 years and crying, whining, not knowing what I write, not understanding why my English is so funny, and getting beat up.
But that was also a creative process for you, because, of course, it's crucial that somebody gave you a helping hand, and that is very important. But I would say that, you know, equally important is also to nurture yourself, your inner self. You cannot, and as you said it before, you cannot really give up on yourself. You need to trust. You need to have this trust that, okay, it is going in a good direction, but you need to also try to push things, of course.
Absolutely.
And of course, to look for people, to reach out to people who might be helpful and to whom you might be helpful.
Yeah, I like that.
So, it works both directions. So.
Because a lot of people are afraid to ask because they think, oh, what can I give back to some person? It's not about giving back to the same person who you ask for help. Sometimes another person will receive from you something that they are looking for.
Exactly.
And that's how life goes. You need to ask for help and not be afraid of opening your mouth.
And you need to be also honest, you know, to yourself. Because I think that, you know, so many, we so often like really lie to ourselves.
Yes.
It's like, oh, no, I'm doing great. But you know that you are not.
You are so right.
We are all vulnerable. I can't
and
even
now
pronounce
we are talking,
this word.
Is vulnerable. This is really about also women. You know, that's who we are. We are very strong. But like you say, we are the always last that we care
but
about
I think
ourselves.
That, but I really believe that strength comes from admitting, you know, weakness.
Okay.
Because you need to... What is strength? Strength is certain wisdom about life. And strength is also, you know, capability of understanding, you know, at what place in your life you are right now.
Yes.
And what might evolve from this place.
And do you want to change or you want to stay?
What can you change and what can't you change? So that because there are things that you cannot change.
Yeah.
And you cannot change your accent.
You cannot predict stuff for sure. You can just hoping for good turn.
Of course.
It's really cool to talk to you. Again, you are very young. For American, you know, live lady your age, you are just a baby. Then I know amazing things are in front of you.
Oh, I would love to feel like a baby.
I know. Again, Europeans, where we think, okay, around 30-something. You are so young, so beautiful. And you have so much going on.
Oh, thank you for your kind words.
Yeah, and I know that the Hollywood .pl... Please, anybody who wants to see the book, and I swear to God, you go to my Facebook page. We'll be having all the show on LA Talk Radio, Accent On page. We'll be also on iTunes and on the Stitchers. Then all information will be there with link. But what I will say, this book is beautiful. Book, expensive looking book with, of course, what is inside. I flip through the pictures and I flip to the way how a layout is. It's just gorgeous. I'm not saying that this is a present only for your friend. First, take care of yourself and buy this for yourself, because this is about people who create right now one of the bestest movies in the world and whatever, you know. Then
and I hope, you know, that I'm so happy that you know you are saying it's beautiful, because it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But also my goal and was to really, you know, to really inspire for this book. And I am already receiving some feedback. For instance, we had a book signing in Las Vegas, and there was this, you know, journalist from Las Vegas who came, and she purchased, you know, a book for his for her teenage son who dreams about coming to Hollywood. And then after a few days she emailed me saying, well, you know, we just keep, you know, reading the book with my son, and he became so inspired because he really started realizing, you know, in a more true light what really a path to Hollywood looks like.
Yes.
That it's not that easy, because those people, you know, all those filmmakers whom I interviewed for the book, I mean, they really shared very intimate stories. So I really hope that the book might also inspire people to just, you know, like really read about somebody else's life. And speaking of women and being, you know, weak, for instance, we have an amazing testimonies in the book from Agnieszka Holland or Ania Biedrzycka Shepard or Beata Poźniak-Daniels or Iza Mika, Alicja Bachleda-Curuś, Agata Dominik, a good friend of mine, screenwriter. And Agata has been working here as a screenwriter for like many, many years now. And she's of Polish origins. She came here, you know, she was already established also as a Polish woman. So, and published professional in her life. So, and all those women share very intimate, you know, stories from their personal lives, and they all talk very frankly, very honestly about the price that they had to pay very often for being, you know, professional and successful. Most of them don't have happy family lives, to be honest.
That's so sad. It's true. And I don't know what to say, because that hurts me like hell too. I think we're supposed to have it all. If you work so hard and you dream so hard, I just only believe that these things eventually will happen to some of great people who work so hard, you know, and just make us happy.
because we see result of their work. But if this takes also family away or just happiness,
it very often does. It very often does, and that was like a very sad, you know, the very sad thought that I had at some point, you know, while working on this book. That okay, we do have a bunch of amazing guys, you know, who are Academy Award winners or nominees, and you know, they accomplish the amazing things. But it's easier for them to find a woman who will just, you know, be walking a few steps behind them, saying, "I love you. You are great. You are doing great. I'm so happy and excited that you are going away for 8 months. You know,
I'll be here
waiting for you. Bye, 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 honey." Yeah. So of course it's easier for a guy. I know I'm making, you know, some jokes here, but it's easier for a guy. Whereas for a woman, and for instance, Agnieszka
Leave
Holland,
family and say bye. See
exactly.
you in 8 months.
I'm she raised her money. Daughter, you know, on several movie sets. You know, so she had, you know, like really to schedule, you know, everything. But we do have one amazing example, that is Darek Wolski, a cinematographer who worked on all the Pirates of the Caribbean and Alice in Wonderland. He was a single dad. He was raising his son alone. So that's how his chapter opens. That's how this interview opens. I opened it with, you know, him being a single dad, because we always see those cinematographer guys as, you know, oh, those cool, you know, and aloof sometimes, and, you know, having, you know, all those, I don't know, women friends. And so I started with, you know, amazing story about Darek, you know, being a single dad, you know, that he shared, you know, how many difficulties he had to overcome being a single dad. So, but yes, that was an exception. And that was an exception because the rule is that most of our featured filmmakers, I mean, they are after divorces and after, you know, splits. And it's not that easy to combine and to have it all, which is a quote that I don't know why it became so successful, because we never have it all. I mean, what is it?
When you have all, you want more or want different, then, you know, the
all.
Is all
exactly.
What is all? We have no all. Okay, we have 5 more minutes. Oh my gosh, you know, in a way I want to talk, in a way I'm supposed to play some music, in a way. I think, okay, I probably will play maybe 1 minute and a half of something to give people a little break, because we have a lot of good things to say, and you'll be back here. Girl, you know, I don't know, we have these great people in your book. We have great samplers of dreams that can come true, dreams that are really hard to get to, and dream people who never give up on themselves. They have their own stories. I would love all of them, or some of them, anybody that you would like to bring and interview them live on LA Talk Radio with us.
That would be great.
With me, we'll make maybe even in cute way, that will be maybe our CD. We can create great audio book with interviews and with the book. And I see a lot of things, honey, that we can do together. I'm saying honey because I already love her. But we can really create something very special. It's not about Polish people in Hollywood. It's about human who dream, humans who want to get out sometimes.
It's
for
about
different
human
reasons.
Dreams. It's about human dreams. It's about crossing the boundaries, be it boundaries of your nationality, beyond boundaries of your language, boundaries of your own, you know, restrictions that we impose on ourselves.
And that's the lesson to learn, because you're right. If you need to be open-minded, you need to believe that you are here for reason in this world. Sometimes, yeah, our lives, it's so funny because your ex-husband and I share the same birthday. That was like weird when I saw the same date. But, you know, it's not about what we are losing in life, because when you lose something, probably you gain something else. The strength comes sometimes from the saddest things that happen from our life, or the power. If somebody breaks your wings, you just, you know,
I just believe that, you know, we are really, human power to reinvent ourselves is amazing. And I think that most things happen to you in life for a reason.
Yeah,
some things just make you stronger, some things make you weaker, but that's part of you. That's
and
the
you
way
better
you are.
Think what's happened that, you know, you right now are on the floor and you're supposed to fly, you know, why this happened. And
yeah, I think that there's one rule that, you know, every time that your comfort zone is broken, which is obviously a divorce, which was a huge, you know, broken comfort zone. But every time such a comfort zone is broken, it really makes you reinvent yourself in so many ways. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's such a great thing, you know, to have, you know, life ruined or something, you know, a huge change, because it's painful and it comes with a price. It comes with a price. It always comes with a price. But there is a certain reward to it as well that is not that obvious and not that soon. It's becoming obvious once you look back and connect the dots. but you are not able to connect
them.
You
start being in charge of certain things that maybe, you know, before you didn't even know you
lost
it.
Yeah, because the confusing thing is, and, you know, Steve Jobs, you know, put it, you know, very well in his Stanford speech, that really we are not able to connect the dots while they are happening, because we can't get the broader picture right now, right here. Yeah. But when you look back, back 10 years ago, back 5 years ago,
you say, for then the best.
you see, okay, so there was a hidden purpose in it. That was something that made me, you know, being this or that really created me as a person who I am now.
Right now, yeah. And obvious, 5 years ago, you had different life in Poland. You had different, family life probably too. 5 years later, you have something that you never thought 5 years ago that you'll be holding in your hands. Amazing book. Again, beautiful, rich, gorgeous looking, heavy. And how can we find a little bit more again about the book?
There is our website, you know, where there's plenty of stuff you can, you know, that you can be familiar with the book, which is the www.hollywood-pl.com. We are available both, you know, online and on Amazon. But, you know, on our website, there is many photographs from different book signing events back from Poland, also from here, from Los Angeles, but also from different cities. There are excerpts from the interviews, there's an introduction, there are photographs from the book.
How much the book cost if people want to
$50?
Again, come on, I'm telling you, the book is bigger than your big computer screen. It's really good.
It's huge. It's a coffee table
and
book.
And I don't know. It's not so many books like that. I was expecting nice looking book. I wasn't expecting this gorgeousness in my house right now.
We worked hard, really. You know, all of our, you know, publishing house team, our, you know, print manager and art graphic art designer. So we really, you know, worked hard, and especially, you know, me and Jacek, you know, to make this book amazing, exclusive, and, you know, one of its kind.
Can we give Jacek second name, because he'll be here also?
Of course, Jacek Laskus, who is a cinematographer, and he's the man behind, you know, the photographs from
and
the
again,
book.
Today's guest, Agnieszka Niezgoda. Book is called Hollywood.pl. Everybody who wants to see link, please go to a Facebook Accent On page, or go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page and listen, download anytime when you want this show over and over again. She will be back. We'll be talking about people that she included in her book, and probably we'll be having few of them live. And we all, both will be interviewing
that
them.
Would be great. Thank
That's
you so
lovely.
Much, Ilona.
Thank you so, so much for
I
listening
just feel
today.
We could just talk forever.
That's for sure. Till next week.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.